Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra with me, Richard MacLean Smith. For the weeks in between episodes, we look at the stories that for one reason or other didn't make it into the show. In last week's episode, Under the Asphalt, we came across some strange goings-on taking place inside a South London housing estate in the 1970s. In particular, a section of the estate known as Frankham House. Some believe the building has been haunted ever since its construction in the 1930s, having been built on the site of Christ Church Cemetery, the church being knocked down to make way for the estate. Interestingly, many of the occupants who claim to have experienced the hauntings often spoke of seeing the figure of a tall man moving around their apartments. It brought to mind another South London ghost that is alleged to have plagued a property in neighbouring Brockley, not more than a kilometre from Frankham House. In the summer of 1910, the journalist and writer Elliot O'Donnell relayed a peculiar story in the London-based newspaper The Weekly Dispatch. As a writer of apparent true-life hauntings, he had got word of a terrifying apparition that had been stalking a house at the northern end of Brockley Road in London. After some diligent work, he managed to track down the house's former owners, a Mrs. and Mr. Evans. As O'Donnell maintained, both were well educated, Mr. Evans being a solicitor, and both were perfectly sane and rational in their outlook. Neither had the slightest hesitation in relaying their experiences to the writer, so convinced were they of what they had heard and seen. The disturbances had begun shortly after the couple had moved in to the Brockley Road house. Mrs. Evans had been preparing dinner when she heard the rattling of a key in the front door lock. The sound of the door being opened and shut was then followed by the sound of footsteps running up the stairs. She called out to her husband, but received no reply. After a quick search of the house, she found that she was completely alone. Mr. Evans would not return back from work till later that evening. This strange sonic episode would continue to repeat itself on a fairly regular basis throughout Mr. and Mrs. Evans's occupancy. Although somewhat disturbed by the phenomena, they seemed little affected by it until one evening, having heard the sound at the front door again, Mr. Evans caught sight of a tall figure standing in the hallway just in front of the door. Though he couldn't see it clearly, it looked to be wearing a frock coat and top hat. Unsure quite what he was seeing, Mr. Evans approached the figure, only for it to vanish immediately. A few months later, due in part to the apparent hauntings, an unsettled Mrs. and Mr. Evans moved out of the property. Intrigued by their story, O'Donnell made his way to their old home, hoping to scope it out for himself. He arrived outside the three-story semi-detached townhouse one afternoon, but was disappointed to find it already occupied. After knocking on the door, he was greeted by a gaunt-looking elderly woman, who it turned out was only a caretaker, looking after the house while the owner searched for another tenant. It seemed Mrs. and Mr. Evans's story may have been putting off prospective buyers. O'Donnell spotted an opportunity and offered the woman a small fee to let him stay a couple of nights in the house. The caretaker gladly took the money and agreed to let the writer stay for two nights. A few hours later, O'Donnell returned to the property, escorted by his Irish terrier, who he had named Ghoul. The caretaker explained that she had kept a small fire burning for him in the kitchen and that she would be back at 7 a.m. the next morning. O'Donnell asked her if she had ever noticed anything strange there herself. "Only the odd scratching sound on the stairs," she replied, which she put down to nothing more than mice scuttling about in the wainscoting. After setting down his things in the kitchen, with the last of the day's light all but gone, O'Donnell bent down and let Ghoul off his leash. Taking the candle left out by the caretaker, he lit the wick and proceeded to make his way throughout the house, in search of the tall apparition in the top hat. Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or you might be struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counselors if needed, for free. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast. As O'Donnell went from room to room with only the flickering light of the candle's flame to guide him, it was hard to ignore the growing sense of anxiety accompanying his every move. Thankfully, Ghoul provided enthusiastic company, excitedly sniffing out the darker corners on his behalf. Having scoped out all 10 of the rooms, O'Donnell proceeded to close all the window blinds and shut every door in the house. At the sound of 11 muffled gongs from a neighbouring clock, the writer and Ghoul returned to the bottom of the stairs to begin their vigil. With the dog having finally settled down beside him, O'Donnell held up the candle and blew it out. Engulfed in perfect darkness, the pair sat and waited. 6 hours later, apart from the usual cracks and creaks of any old house, O'Donnell heard and saw nothing untoward. The following morning, shortly after 7 a.m, the caretaker returned, and O'Donnell and Ghoul left the property, arranging to return at 10 p.m. that evening. Later that night, arriving again at the front door of the dimly lit house on Brockley Road, something was different. Though he couldn't quite put a finger on what it was himself, Ghoul certainly felt it too. Where before he had raced keenly into the house, that night, when the caretaker opened the front door the dog became suddenly subdued and sat stubbornly on the front step, refusing to budge. It was only after O'Donnell gave him a few gentle nudges that he finally relented and made his way into the house. After seeing off the caretaker, O'Donnell proceeded to make the rounds, again with Ghoul in tow. Only this time, rather than bound on ahead enthusiastically into each room, the dog refused to leave O'Donnell's side. Though he had no obvious reason to claim it so, the writer couldn't help feeling that on this occasion, they were not alone. Just like the previous night, he closed the blinds and shut all the doors before taking a seat at the bottom of the stairs. Ghoul refused to stay still, whining and scratching irritably at the floor. Trying to ignore the dog's obvious discomfort, O'Donnell held up the candle once more and snuffed out its flame. It wasn't long after that the writer claimed to have heard the unmistakable sound of a key being placed inside the front door lock. O'Donnell called out, but there was no reply. Straining to see in the dark, he listened in terror at the sound at the front door opening. Only not for a moment did he see the street revealed to him from outside. The sound was followed by the slamming shut of an unseen door and the sensation of something rushing past him and tearing up the stairs. Next, staring up into the darkness behind him, O'Donnell heard a long and mournful sigh. Turning to look again towards the front door, he drew a sharp breath. There in the hallway stood a large figure, dressed in what looked like a top hat and frock coat. Terrified and excited in equal measure, O'Donnell dared not move for fear that the apparition might suddenly vanish. Feeling as if time were no longer in motion, eventually he drew himself up and approached the figure. Convinced he was witnessing something not of this world, it was his primary objective to ascertain if the ghost, if that's what it was aware of him. O'Donnell would later claim that as he drew nearer, he was able to see the figure in more detail. At over 6 foot tall, it looked as though it were leaning against the front door, its skin pale and luminous, and its eyes betraying a deep sorrow. "My friend," he asked, as he crept ever closer, "is there anything I can do for you?" But there was no reply. Finally close enough to touch it, O'Donnell reached out for its hand, and the figure completely disappeared. The following morning, a deeply shaken O'Donnell made a visit to the local milkman, Mr. Johnson, who he had been told might know more about the history of the house. According to Johnson, who was all too familiar with its haunted reputation, the place had once been rented by a Mr. Perry Stevens. At some point, the man's son, John Stevens, who worked for a city bank, had got into trouble with gambling debts and attempted to cover them by committing forgery at the bank. After being found out for the crime, he had apparently sought refuge in his father's house. For days, Perry Stevens kept an eye out for police, while his son lay hiding inside the building, under the floorboards. The police would eventually discover John's hiding place, and he would be convicted and sentenced to jail for 7 years. Embarrassed and disgraced by the ordeal, Perry Stevens, who was often seen walking the local streets dressed in his frock coat and top hat, soon after travelled to the town of Ramsgate on the south coast of England. It is there that he is said to have made his way to the top of the nearby cliffs and jumped to his death. If you enjoy listening to Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now go to unexplainedpodcast.com/support. All donations, no matter how large or small, are massively appreciated. All elements of Unexplained are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or on Twitter at unexplainedpod. Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best. Speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video anytime between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.